U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Ramallah for the 9th time in an attempt to secure a deal with the Palestinian Authority on the pretext of Israeli security. John Kerry, who is mediating the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations, presented a controversial deal that would include U.S. drones over Palestinian airspace, the majority of hills in the West Bank being occupied by Israeli watchtowers, an amnesty of all Palestinian weapons, and full Israeli control over the Jordan Valley. Palestinian political analyst Dr. Ahmed Rafiq Awad slammed the deal, stating that it is clear the U.S. has allied with Israel, and in presenting a deal the Palestinian Authority would not accept, they are weakening the negotiations.
This new deal will ensure that illegal settlements will remain. The Palestinian army will have no defense or right to defend themselves following a weapons amnesty, and the U.S. will strengthen the occupation for the next 10 to 15 years. This is not acceptable for the Palestinian Authority, as this will result in no Palestinian state or sovereignty.
Palestinians are concerned that the U.S. framework deal accommodates only Israeli security demands, while failing to adhere to the Palestinian demands for state in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem al-Quds based on the 1967 borders.
John Kerry's plan accommodates only Israeli demands and will serve to strengthen the Israeli occupation. The greatest concern is the Jordan Valley, where the residents consistently suffer from the occupation, housing demolitions, and a systematic Israeli policy of ethnic cleansing.
Palestinian officials speaking on condition of anonymity have further said that Kerry has requested that the Palestinians accept a change in the timetable of the release of the third and fourth batch of prisoners jailed before the signing of the Oslo Accords. John Kerry's attempt to secure a deal based on Israeli security has been met with fierce opposition from both human rights groups and Palestinian factions. They say this will not only tighten the occupation, but furthermore worsen the humanitarian crisis in the Jordan Valley. Nell Byrne for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.